This is the Be Memorable podcast. I'm Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to sell yourself, how to market yourself, how to brand yourself or your company, and overall, how to be memorable. So if you've been following along and if you've been listening, you'll notice I made some changes to the podcast, a few different reasons. I didn't feel the Private Label Chocolate podcast fit the meaning of the podcast. And then second of all, it was a mouthful. So we've rebranded it the Be Memorable podcast. We'll really focus on that again, on how to sell, market, or brand yourself. This first episode, I've got John Dinkle on, which is the owner and founder of Launchpod Media. They're doing amazing things with podcasts, and I don't think a lot of people understand the wild world of podcasts and the innovation that's going on there, and the big part it's going to play, not only in personal, which it already is, but a major part in business. So let's go ahead and get John on. Let's get started. Let's learn about how to get our own podcast started and how to take our podcasting game to the next level.
John, welcome to the Private Label Chocolate Podcast.
Thank you, Ty.
Good to be with you today.
I feel very good being here.
I'll bet you the first thing people are wondering listening to this is why my voice sounds so sexy, and it's because we're actually in a studio.
It ratchets up your sexy level by at least 20%.
So we're actually in a studio today, and you can probably tell we're at Launchpod Media with John. That's the reason why we're here, is we're going to be talking about podcasts today. And if I haven't told you, John, most of our listenership is business owners, people that are looking to grow their business, be remembered, people in sales and marketing. And so what I wanted to do is get you on today.
Perfect.
And talk about why everybody and every business should have a podcast.
Absolutely.
So let's do it. I'm going to pry you a little bit.
Okay.
We'll talk about that exactly of why we're talking today. So the first thing I have for you, and I kind of answered this already, but who should have a podcast?
The people who should have a podcast as business owners is, if you have a business, you should have a podcast. You have an email, so you should have a podcast, because podcasts are more powerful than email and your PPC and your SEO.
So define that, because some of these guys might be, you know, PPC, SEO. How does that affect their business? So if they're a business owner and they don't understand that.
Absolutely. So what you're thinking about here is engagement, open rates, action upon actually receiving whatever type of advertisement medium that you're using. So podcasts statistically, and you can feel free to go look any of these up, and I'll happily provide the links down the show notes for you. But podcasts, the average open rate of a podcast is about 89%. Sorry, I'm trying to think about my featured rate, is 89%.
So when they're thinking in essentially layman terms or something very simple, just on Google.
Right. So if you're thinking, if you send out an email blast, for example, and you get 12% people opening that email, that's how many you have opening. They have so many people that convert and click that email link to go to your website to buy whatever widget you're selling. Podcasts, instead of having, 12% open of your 100 people, you have now 89% of those 100 people opening your pod. Instead of opening your podcast, they're clicking listen to your podcast episode.
So to preface that, this is actually what you do for a living with your business, and this is what you guys do.
Yes.
And that's obviously why I have you on the podcast, because you are an authority in this space. Obviously, I wouldn't just bring somebody random off the street.
I did a podcast once.
But in this, probably for a lot of people, it's a very new concept of having a podcast. I mean, I even talk to a lot of marketing experts, because I live in that marketing world of teaching people how to use the chocolate to go grow their business.
Right.
And most of them don't have podcasts. And that's why I was thinking it was so important for us to sit down today.
Yeah.
So that we can talk to these guys and open their mind of going, wow, I could have my own podcast, and I should have my own podcast, and this would actually help me convert. And one thing that I've been talking about a lot recently is just being omnipresent in your marketing. Mm-hmm. This is just another way for somebody to engage with you and your business passively.
Correct. And it's in, we see it like a different, different facets. You know, some brands like fashion brands, for example, it's wonderful that they're probably going to kill it on Instagram. They're going to slay on YouTube. They're probably going to have really good like email opens for like their newsletters. But there's still room for them on podcasting. There's still room for that discussion. The great power, I think personally, about podcasting that is kind of lost often when people think about a new medium, like they see TikTok or they see LinkedIn, is this isn't QVC. Is you, we're trying to engage people in a way that they can do while they're driving, while they are washing the dishes, while they are walking the dog, and that they're going to listen every single time it comes out.
Which is just, to me, absolutely insane. Being, you know, my previous life always being in sales and marketing, to be able to market and influence in a good way and be omnipresent with your clients.
Oh yeah.
When they're home, when they're walking the dog, when they're driving to work in the morning.
How much would you pay as a salesman to get in front of somebody, or even scratch that, how much would you pay somebody so that they invite you into their home and then you get to pitch them on your services on the all around it, from the necessity to the use to the utility to the meaning to the story of how it became, and they're inviting you to come and do it, and you get a captive audience, and they're going to listen to the entire thing 97% of the way through for up to 36 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a business owner or a sales guy or a marketing guy listening to this, I'd be like, how do I get started? How do I do this today? And we're gonna talk about that. And I think you kind of covered the next question I had, which was why to have a podcast. Is there anything else that you want to add there of like why somebody should have it? Maybe even, I know you talked about the conversion, but maybe there's even some other ways that you've seen your clients use it.
There's one other way that I think the main way, the thing that I focus on, the threes my company has been successful is of course, discovery and converting and things like that. But think about it this way. Back in 1994, you could sell a website or buy a website for fairly cheap, a couple pennies on the dollar. Right now, Japanese.com is selling for $3.8 million.
Wow.
The domain name, okay? Right now, I just started a podcast for the Market Research Podcast. Mm-hmm. I own that space. That is mine that I own. I have real estate in podcasts.
Yeah.
So if you go in now and you search up health podcast, alternative health podcast, if you type in Japanese podcast, if you type in Facebook selling podcast, my companies and my shows that I work with pop up at the top of Google because this last year, Google started searching podcast titles.
Yeah. So any business, any industry you're in, you want to get in.
Correct.
And be able to claim that real estate.
And you want to get it now before it becomes $3.8 million. And here's the killer thing too. Podcasts come above ads on Google.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So you could spend, you know, $120,000 a month for a podcast, you know, to do it, have the advertisements go out there, or you could just make a podcast for, you know, whatever it costs to get on your phone and talk while you're bored in the car driving to work and get above all your competitors on Google for the time it took you to drive to your job.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, that's to me, I sit there and I go, yeah, that's the omnipresent marketing that I've been investigating now of just how do you have that overall influence and then how do you constantly add value?
That's the trick.
And that's insane that they can be doing, I mean, I could be sitting at my boys' basketball game and be passively taking in content while I'm watching him play or while he's at practice, while whatever it may be. I can't even necessarily do that with YouTube.
Right.
Because I can't watch him and be consuming content at the same time via video.
Right.
And which is just huge.
And there's the distraction, right? Like at least in my brain. So I have a face for radio. I'm there's a reason I'm behind the microphone and not in front of the camera. When I'm in recording a video, say I want to record, you know, my wife doing something wonderful because she's a fantastic woman.
Yeah.
I'm now looking through that screen to view my wife. When I do a podcast, I take the piece of equipment, I put it in front of my face, and then I have a conversation with somebody that I enjoy. Or I take that recording while I'm in the car and I put it by my steering wheel and I drive to work and I talk.
That's awesome.
So that's what I enjoy about it. And it's for me, it's a lot less pressure. Yeah. I can actually just have a talk with somebody, start a relationship with somebody.
No, it is. It's a very, even a passive way to do it.
Yeah.
Especially in business.
Oh yeah.
So, what I want to ask you next is somebody may be listening to this, and I'm going to go a little bit off the cuff here, but somebody may be listening to this and say, okay, I'm sold. Like, I've got some ideas in my head, or maybe they don't. Maybe they're in plumbing.
Yeah.
And they came to you and they go, okay, I'm sold. I know I need to do this, but that's just not me. Like, I'm in plumbing, John. Like, how do I go about this? Or like, what do I talk about? How do I add value? What would you recommend? Because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in a trade or in an industry that maybe isn't a voice for radio or isn't. What do you recommend to those people that want to get involved, but they're saying that's just maybe not me, or I don't know how to go about it?
For sure. So one thing you'll never see on trending on YouTube is some of the most popular videos. There's a video that was shot from somebody's cell phone that is viewed, it's viewed on an average of a couple 10,000 a day. Mm-hmm. And the reason I know this is because my wife had to write an article about it, and she was just talking ad nauseum about this article that she had to write. And it was a picture of a trucker's truck stop check-in. They had to do check-ins when they go across state lines.
Yeah.
And the guy just walked people through what happens during the check-in and what rules they have to obey. And it's just shot from his cell phone, and it's just a quick breakdown, okay? That video makes more than that man makes in a year.
Wow.
Okay? The fantastic part, if you are doing, for example, first I'd like to say, if you are a plumber, if you are a construction company, if you are a whatever company and you don't think there's room, come talk to me. Mm-hmm. I will happily take any clients just and talk to you about a great podcast idea. I have too many ideas.
Yeah.
However, right now is the time to be first. And if you can simply talk about simple fixes, if you can, let's take plumbing. If you talk about simple fixes, if you can talk about why it's necessary, if you can talk about getting into the trade, all of these wonderful education and informational pieces that are so valuable.
Yeah.
And are going to make you the authority. Do you really think if you tell somebody how to get a clogged thing out of their, you know, their gooseneck pipe that they're going to go and do it themselves? One person will, and it'll screw it up, and it'll call you anyway.
True.
The rest are going to call you.
Yeah.
The rest are going to call you.
Yep.
And you get to be the first person that comes to their mind because they've spent a fun time, you and Bubba, on the phone, chitty-chatting away, talking about the most ridiculous plumbing experiences you've ever had.
Yeah.
And that is entertaining.
Yeah.
And it's extremely educational.
That's true. So. Yeah. That's awesome. So putting that aside, how would somebody go about getting started? And I'll use myself for example, like we're sitting here at a, you know, essentially simple, but a nice setup that somebody would probably want, you know, to sound professional, and people can probably already tell how much better I sound, you know? No, I'm just kidding.
It's almost as good as you are.
Yeah, I wish. But how most people are not going to know how to set something up to be able to go about it. It probably seems overwhelming. Mm-hmm. That prevents them from doing that. What is that first step that somebody should take or somebody should consider when they want to start a podcast?
The first thing that I would think about and the first thing that we do at LaunchPod is we first try to do a little bit of research. Figure out if there are other podcasts in the space that you want to maybe emulate or shy away from, you know, just go take a quick search. If you're doing chocolate, type in chocolate into Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Type in chocolate podcast into Spotify. See what comes up.
Yeah.
Just kind of look real quick. After you've taken a quick look, do a little bit of research. You see, you know, check out some different microphones. I recommended getting a dynamic microphone if you want to do that route. Put it in front of it's easier to lock in sound. When I get farther away from a dynamic microphone or go to the side, it cuts off the sound. So you can kind of see how it changed there. It's going to make it easier for you to record. You might want to look at some equipment. And there's plenty of websites and blog posts that have the best type of equipment. We have it on our website.
Yeah.
The next thing that you're going to want to do when you just want to kind of get started, in my opinion, is you're going to want to, what I call, get your wiggles out. Take your phone, go into the voice recording app, or go to anchor.fm. It's an application to start your podcast. You can take a picture of your face and make a podcast out there.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. No one's ever going to see it anyway.
Yeah.
And then what you do is you talk into the microphone of your phone or of the microphone that you think you'd like to purchase and see if you can actually do an episode. Just see how it feels.
Yeah.
I tell when I take big end clients, and we do their podcast for them. We tell them, and these are professionals who've done it for years, your first 6 episodes are going to suck anyway.
Sure.
So just get your wiggles out.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yep.
So go ahead and get your wiggles out. And then if you really like it after that, then we can start pursuing something.
Yeah. Well, and I think you already answered my next question, which would be, you know, what should my podcast be about? But I'll kind of take
let me ask you a question back first with that. Okay. You sell chocolate.
Yep.
Okay. What is your podcast about?
Well, and it's funny because I've been thinking about this, you know, at first, you know, I've called our podcast, a Private Label Chocolate Podcast, which is a mouthful, but, you know, just thinking about it, I'm sitting there going, okay, if someone's looking at it, the Private Label Chocolate Podcast, what is that? What value does it bring? Obviously it adds some branding for the company, but to the end consumer that's going to listen to it, what does it do? So to me, actually in the process of renaming it, because what we do is we help people be memorable, whether it be through growing their business or retaining business,
right,
or just meeting someone for the first time, how can you be memorable? Mm-hmm. And so I'm actually in that process of switching the name to the Be Memorable Podcast, because that's what I want to talk about, is literally teaching people how to be memorable. That's my end goal. That's the value I want to bring to people.
Mm.
And what better way is there to do that than chocolate?
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, first off, if you haven't tried their chocolate, you want to, okay? Total plug here. They didn't pay me to do this, and I wish they would, but give me some chocolate afterwards. Yeah, we'll call it either. Chocolate. It's pretty dope chocolate. But when you kind of get your wiggles out with that, you start developing that voice. When I first started my first podcast, which is now the number one Japanese podcast in the world, with millions of downloads, I paid off my last 2 years of college with this podcast.
It's incredible.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is I first thought I was going to go in there and just kind of complain. Honestly, that's what I thought I was going to go do. I made a podcast to piss off one of my professors.
Yeah.
It turned out it later became the number one Japanese podcast became, we made a tool for it. We started making blog posts for it. It is now we have the most comprehensive Japanese grammar dictionary in the world.
Wow.
From a little tiny podcast.
Wow.
So you gotta let your podcast evolve too.
Yeah.
I always joke with my mom saying that she treats my younger siblings, cause I'm the oldest of 9 children, that she treats the youngest ones significantly different than she treated me. You know, I stay out till late. I was going to try to survive till morning, you know, it was not going to be a good situation for me. Yeah. Now my little siblings stay out till 10 o'clock and I'm just like, and she's like, oh, it's fine. They're just good kids.
Yeah, they get away. Yeah.
Well, and I asked, like, mom, why are you doing this, mom? Really? She's like, I've grown as an adult. I have learned how to parent my children over the past 18 years. And if I was still doing the exact same way as I did 18 years ago, then I wouldn't have progressed. So don't judge me.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, mom, way to parent me at 27.
Like, you're like, isn't this convenient now?
Yeah.
After the fact. I think a lot of people experience that. So going back to what you were talking about too, what about as the show evolves, so now we're kind of past, we've talked a little bit about starting. Now that we're a little bit past that, how do you maintain that? How do you recommend people continue to come up with content? I mean, I'm a marketing and sales guy, and I've been used to creating content, but there is times where you're just like, oh man, I can think of 2 or 3 things, but like, how do I keep this thing evolving? Is there any tips that you can give to anybody after they've started, gotten those wiggles out, and then they're like, okay, now I've got to worry about coming up with ongoing shows. How do I go about that?
So what I would do, have you ever heard of an AMA before?
I haven't, no.
So what I would recommend doing is going to Reddit and finding a subreddit. So Reddit's a giant forum.
Yep.
And you go into a subreddit, which is a subcategory. So if you are in chocolate, you may type in R chocolate, but you may type in R sales or R marketing or R memories.
Yeah.
And R food memories. There's plenty of subreddits. They're R/. And what you'll do is go into the group and put it the title in AMA and then why. And people of the internet will come to you and say, hey, you may ask, what's your favorite memory of food?
Yeah.
Or how do you get past gatekeepers?
Right.
Or what is your way of being able to get past a cheesy business card?
Yeah.
And you can ask that to the group and then you have 100 people will comment on this thing and say their thoughts and opinions. And then there you have 100 different episodes. Or a second option. Yeah. There's another website called Ask the Public. It's a great website.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
It's a wonderful, wonderful website. I love it. You can do the same thing with LinkedIn with MMAs, AMAs. Just ask, you know, how do you do X? And then find a wonderful guest and bring them on. Or what's the worst X you've experienced? And people will always tell you. What's the worst? I love when people on LinkedIn coming after me. It's like, you know, I always ask, like, pitch me within 2 seconds of adding me.
Right.
What's the worst pitch you've received on LinkedIn?
Yeah.
And then you read those off on your podcast and then tell how you would have done it with chocolate.
See, and that's this just proves the point of what we're doing right now. Anybody that's consuming this, like the value that they're getting right now, just me sitting there listening to this, I go, wow, I could have never ending content, which again is just validating what we're doing in the power of a podcast to be able to put out this type of information that I'm sure my listeners could listen to this now, which are mostly my clients, and go, wow, I could actually do this.
And here's the fun part. So you go to LinkedIn, not Reddit, okay? And you ask, what's the worst first second pitch you've received? Send it to me. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And people send these to you because they're hilarious. And then what you do is you pick out the top 10 best ones, you read them, and then you talk about how you would have done it with chocolate.
Yeah.
And then you report back. That's where the power is. You report back and say, hey, I loved your example. I used it on my podcast because it was so funny. Here's a link.
Right. And then you're getting...
And then they're on.
Then you're opening up another door. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the post, same thing. You simply type in a topic and it will populate 100 plus questions from the internet of questions people have asked to Google about that topic. And then you just answer those questions.
Yeah. That's insane. It's never ending.
It never ends. And you become the authority. You start filling in those gaps.
Right.
And then extrapolate from there for a quick second. Okay.
Yeah.
You take that podcast and you pay someone on Fiverr $5 to write you a blog article. It won't be good, but it'll be a blog article.
Sure.
And then you go to upload your thing to a really poorly transcription service and you get your podcast transcribed. And then you put both those on your website.
Oh yeah.
And now you
That's
have,
huge. Yeah.
Or you take a video yourself while you do your podcast. You now have a video. You have a blog post and a piece of long form content alongside your podcast. And it took you a total of how long it took you to drive to work.
Yeah, that's insane.
And now you're on every platform.
Yeah. So if somebody's listening to this and they're a business owner and they're saying, okay, this sounds great. It's something I want to do. Who do you normally see within their organization? Because most of you work with a lot of businesses, correct?
I do.
So within their organization, who usually helps them execute on this? Because, you know, if they're big enough, the CEO, the president, you know, maybe like, I don't, you know, this sounds great and I'll be on the show. Mm-hmm. But who do you normally see executes this? Is it the marketing people? Is it operation? Like,
this is actually one of my unfortunate pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look right now, you did some research on Indeed and Glassdoor, the number one person doing a podcast within a company is the intern.
Makes sense. Not that that's the right way to do it, but to me, it's like,
they know how to do it. Obviously.
Yeah.
This kid has done podcasts before. Obviously he's on social medias all the time.
He's young. He lives on those electronic things.
Sure. So first person who does a podcast in a company is the intern. The second person is usually who I end up working with, which is the CMO or the chief revenue officer, or sometimes we'll have somebody who heads up brand. So like, for example, we have two shows that I unfortunately can't mention on air.
Sure.
But they do it simply for brand awareness, and they're bigger in shows and they just want to put their name out into the world because they want their big enough brand. They want to look like they're in every platform.
Yeah.
And so depending on the organization type, that's who works. So CMOs, sometimes CEOs, but mostly interns. And then when their intern fails up or their kid goes back to school, then they start kind of calling around.
Well, and I think there's also a lot of value in that, in the relevance and having being available on a podcast. If somebody was to look it up, or just if you were to email or somebody saw you online and saw you on a podcast, they see how invested you are in your business because you are out there in multiple angles, from social, you know, podcasting, web, whatever, all the different angles. I just think there's a lot of relevance in that too.
Oh yeah.
When people see that you're investing in all these different angles from your business.
One thing that I found very, very powerful, and I'll be full exposure here. Transparency, there's the one, not exposure. don't think too deep. Don't do that.
Is no exposing.
is kind of interesting is one of the best ways we found to get clients is we have a number of different podcasts and we will invite them into our show.
Oh yeah.
We'll have people that we have a dream list and we'll call up our dream list every quarter or so and try to get higher up that ladder. And then we'll say, hey, no pressure. We love how you do X. We'd love to have you come into our podcast. We've already built out all the social media. Here's some examples about just having you on the show. We'll write a blog post for your website. We just want to take some time with you because you're so amazing.
Oh man, their ego loves that.
Oh, they love it. Here's the great part when they come on is they come on and then I get to hear 45 minutes of their childhood story and why they started their company and how they've been so successful. And I put that out to all my thousands of people who listen to my show.
Yep.
And then I say, hey, you know what? When I was a kid too, I also had a golden retriever and start talking about that. And then it's always, hey, you know what? This is super awesome. Why don't you have a podcast?
Yeah.
Like really?
Yeah.
Like this is super dope. I can say I'm 27.
Yeah.
Like, so it's a great tool to, if you want to sell to somebody, you know, you ask them how to sell.
Yeah.
And then you bring them onto your show and then you give them chocolate and they want your chocolate and they want to sell with your chocolate.
And then on top of that, it's an emotional experience. So it's something they hold on to. I mean, even if you did, if that's all you did was go out, and here's the thing, how many people are going to answer their phone or respond to an email that says, hey, you're the, you know what? Mm-hmm. I want to get your opinion. I want your expertise on my show.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to say no to that? There's going to be some, but the percentage is going to be so small.
Well, yeah, it's like coming in and dropping off a business card or dropping in a LinkedIn message and then banking out of there.
Yep.
Or saying, I want to bring you value. I want to bring you a good experience. I want to bring you a good memory like you do with chocolate. Because the wonderful thing about, and the thing I love about your product, Ty, is it's like one of these companies that no one can hate.
Right.
If you hate, you know, the Breast Cancer Foundation, you're a terrible human. If you hate someone bringing you chocolate, you don't deserve to be in business. That's just what it comes down to.
Right.
Oh my goodness, they brought me chocolate. I'm allergic. I'll give it to my children.
Yep.
Like,
exactly. There's somebody.
There is somebody. Yep. And they're probably a jerk, but like, it's a lovely, lovely thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? That answers a lot for me. You know, my last one was, which you kind of answered in the beginning, but my last question was, is how, maybe we can dive a little bit into the specifics and we'll end on this, but, how do I make my podcast work for me? We talked a little bit. Can we maybe dive a little bit more into, get a little bit more geeky on the SEO side or maybe even the conversion side or maybe even some basic ways of how it affects a bottom line?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think it depends. Let's go a little bit first into some, I'll touch more briefly on the SEO.
Yeah.
And then I'll go into how to make your podcast work a little bit.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the SEO, you think about it this way. So Google, as of August 2019, they started track. Well, they said as early as April.
Yeah.
But they implemented August 3rd. Over that time, they have gone over, and I wrote up a write-up on this. It was about 8 different ways they're trying to implement podcasts into their search results.
Yeah.
Right now, they've settled down to about 3 different ways. You'll see the list version, you'll see the individual image version, and then you'll see the individual episode version. So they're tracking episodes.
Wow.
And they're also tracking shows. Okay, so you have this wonderful show and this episode that I am very humbled to be on. So they're tracking the titles and the descriptions or the show notes of these individual shows. So when you do a show, one of the best ways to make your podcast perform is just like I said before, look up, you know, chocolate, look up, you know, dogs, look up microphones and see what show comes up.
Yeah.
And also see what episodes come up. Then, just like you would do a blog post with basic SEO, find words that are underrepresented or underserved. And so when people search those up, whatever podcast, your information comes to the top. Then, one other thing you can do is make sure wherever you're hosting from, whenever you put out a link onto the internet, make sure you link it back to either Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or if, as I have this saying at work, and everyone thinks it's cute, is Google loves Google.
Yeah.
So because Google loves Google, put something where Google links back to Google.
Yep.
So if you're going to put I've run ads on Google Podcasts. I literally put the ad, not back to Spreaker, not back to my Apple Podcasts. I literally put it back to Google Podcasts.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So if you're going to run stuff for, or if you're going to put the stuff on there for, it looks like your main thing, make it Google Podcasts. And because Google loves Google, Google put you up higher.
Well, and the side note to that is that's where you guys are really powerful as well, is because most SEO people are not doing this, nor are they versed on how to really promote the podcast, build it, get it out there.
Correct.
That's a big value add that you guys do. And even the geeky SEO guys that I know that are phenomenal at what they do.
Oh yeah.
They're not touching podcasts right now, which is
everyone's like afraid to.
Yeah.
Everyone's afraid to. And we're not, because we're one of the few agencies in the world who has, you know, years of experience doing this already. We've done this for a minute. We know what we're doing. Yeah. And so that's a great place to be. When it comes to making your podcast pay you.
Yeah.
There's people always want to go down the traditional road. They want to build an audience. They want to get sponsors. They want to get ad revenue.
Right.
And that's fine. You can do that. Understand that you're getting paid by the mill, which means for every 1,000 people per episode, they're paying you $25.
That doesn't add up fast enough. It doesn't make it worth your time. Yeah.
No, it's very slow.
Yeah.
Much better. Go to organizations that are similar to yours. Say, I would love to have you sponsor my show. It's $10,000 for 6 months. Mm. And I make evergreen content, so it will continue to yield results here to and for the future. And all I'm looking for is a 6 month benefit. That's you're paying me less than you'd pay a minimum wage employee for 6 months. And I'm going to do it as a working professional.
Yeah.
And most big companies, I mean, how do you think T-ball teams get supported? So a lot of these companies will kind of hem and ha, but once you can just look up some basic numbers. And they'll want their name on that.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. Unless you wanted, you know, there's other ways you can do to monetize your own. Monetizing something of your own is significantly easier and considerably more lucrative.
Right.
So do that. But if you want to play a little more non-traditional, a little more traditional, sponsorships are the way to go.
Yeah. And then also, which we've already mentioned, would be on the conversion side as well, right? Just the exposure, bringing traffic in, people being exposed to your company, having influence, authority, all those types of things that would kind of fall into that, even the branding side.
Yeah, we use it like a very similar to an email list. Mm-hmm. Email lists have such a low open rate. They don't have a high listen to rate. Our shows are listened to. We stick with the average, but we have a 97% listen through rate.
That's so huge.
That means if I have an hour and a half long show every Thursday, my potential clients are listening to that show. They're opening at 89% of the time, and those 89% are listening 97% of the way through.
That's insane.
And that means if they skip 30 seconds, for me, that's 75%. So that means pretty much everybody's listening or they're just not.
Yeah.
So we try to use it like trying to keep people warm. When we're trying to kind of warm them up, keep them going, we just have to listen to our podcast. Go and check
it out. How easy is it nowadays to shoot someone a text? Like we get done right now.
Oh, yeah.
I have five people that are business owners and I'm like, hey, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? There's a ton of value in this. You can't afford not to do a podcast. Listen to this. And it doesn't matter where they're at. Mm-hmm. It does not matter where they're at. They could be in their car, practice, sitting at the dinner table, watching TV, whatever it may be. And they can, bam, on demand, you're live.
And the reason we're able to do that is because how cool podcasts are. But the reason we've been able to, like recently we changed up some of our pricing structure because of your wonderful advice for it too, is you can make your podcast, you can charge people to go into your podcast. You can do a number of different things. But we use it to keep people warm.
Yeah.
Because they're going to engage with it. They're going to deal with that podcast. So we're now helping companies at a smaller scale.
Yeah.
We will now edit their podcast, distribute it to every single major platform, as well as write all your show notes for you for $500 a month.
That's awesome.
The killer part about it now too is we're now sending out a monthly email to all of those clients that give them tips and expert advice that we give to our high-end $10,000, $20,000 a month clients.
Yeah.
So that you can improve your own show and raise your own conversions. And all you have to do is talk into your phone and email it to us.
Yeah. And again, doubling down, there's the value, I mean, in you guys having a podcast and what you do.
Exactly.
It's just insane. Well, hey, I appreciate your time. Definitely we'll have to do this again. There's so much value to be added. You know, if you're a business owner, if you're a salesperson, if you're in marketing, if you're in branding, I would definitely stop what you're doing, figure out how to get a podcast. The best recommendation I can make is look up John and his company, which is super easy, launchpod.media.
Launchpod.media,
yep. .media, they can get there. Is there any other form that you'd like them to engage with you if they want to look at more into how do they get started with Launchpod
Media? You can always, if you want to get started with Launchpod Media, you can always contact, of course, sales@launchpod.media. Okay. Or you can message me directly if you'd like. Just for your folks though, Ty, because if I get way too many people on this, this is legit my CEO email. It's Dinkel.
All six people,
you mean? D-I-N-K-E-L. Yeah, all six of y'all. Don't be spreading this around now, okay?
Don't be sharing this. This is for the six listeners that get on, all right?
That's right. Okay, we're going to double that today. I'm going to call my mom and we're going to get my siblings on. We're going to get 12.
There you go. That's doubling. Okay, well, again, appreciate it. We'll stop there until next time.
Cool. Cheers, guys.
We'll see you.